It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Nazia Hamdan. This summer, we're trying to help you understand how schools in Texas are funded. It's a complicated system of taxes, equations, and laws, but KUT's Claire McInerney is here to try to explain all of it. She's been collecting questions from listeners, but before we hear the answers to those questions, she joins me to explain some of the basics of our funding system. Claire, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm excited to hear some of the stories you're working on explaining the different parts of school funding. But what's the first thing listeners need to understand?
Sure. One of the most important things is every child in the state of Texas is worth a certain amount of money, but it's not the same amount across the board. So each kid, you know, gets a base amount of funding. It's around $5,000. But if you come from a low-income family, you get a little bit more money. If you're an English language learner, you get a little more on top of that. If you're special ed, you get a little bit more. If you're gifted and talented, you would also get something. Mm-hmm. So every kid is worth a different amount of money. And no matter where they go to school, in a traditional public or a charter, that money follows them. So that's why in Austin, you hear a lot about we're having a funding problem because kids are leaving the district. You know, that $5,000 to $6,000 to $7,000 leaves when they transfer schools. So even if they leave X elementary and just go to one on the other side of town, that money follows them. So that's how you could see a school within one district or schools within one district having different budgets because they're getting different money flowing in. So the funding formula is a very important thing. You know, English language learners is weighted a little bit differently than low income.
Gotcha.
So that's something very important. Charter schools also get part of this formula, but theirs is a little different because they don't have local tax money they can pull from because they're charters. They just get kind of an average. So every charter kid is just kind of slapped with an average funding. So if a kid leaves an Austin ISD school and goes to a charter school, that money also leaves Austin ISD. So the funding formula is very important to know. As kids move around, their money moves around with them.
And what else is important to know?
Sure. So something we all probably are familiar with is recapture, also called Robinhood. And the basis is property, quote unquote, property wealthy areas like Austin, where our homes and our land is worth a lot of money. They have to give a portion of their property taxes back to the state. So an important thing to remember is we don't have an income tax in Texas. We only have sales tax and property tax as like these big revenue streams. So this was kind of the state solution to get another big revenue stream coming in. So places like Houston and Austin, you know, all these places that have a lot of wealth, they're paying more back to the state. And then that goes, trickles out to around the state. And so, you know, here in Austin, I hear all the time people saying, my property tax bill is so high. You know, this recapture is killing us. Because right now, half of our money that you pay in a property tax goes away from Austin. It doesn't go near our schools because we're growing so much and our wealth is getting so much. So it's like the more money you're making in a city, the more you're giving back to other towns.
Okay, so let's say somebody has a $300,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
We have one of the lower tax rates, actually. There's smaller towns that have the maximum amount of the tax rate just because they're trying to fund their schools. But here, our tax rate's low, but property values keep going up. Anyone who, you know, has looked on Zillow or tried to buy a home knows this.
Right.
That $300,000 home this year in 2 years could be $350,000. And, you know, in a few years, and that's great. Your home is going up, but that also means that rate is taking a bigger portion of that money. So that's why people say, oh, our property taxes are so high. But technically, Austin has a low rate still compared to other places. And that's where the recapture comes in. So many school districts are struggling, but from different reasons. So we struggle because of recapture. Half of our money raised locally doesn't even touch Austin schools. They go to other places. But other places just don't have high property values. Mm-hmm. So they depend on this recapture. So the recapture is a wonky, tricky thing, but it's super important because it's saving some school districts. It's taking a lot of money from others, like here in Austin. And from the state point of view, it's doing a lot of the school funding. So that equation I mentioned earlier, that money that we're giving, that $5,000 and more to kids, a lot of it could come from recapture.
This seems like, you know, recapture is a pretty controversial issue.
It's controversial for so many reasons. You know, AISD hates it. They're sending almost $600 million away from our local schools this year because of this. But without income tax, we're just missing a third revenue stream. So it's kind of filling in that blank. You know, and the places like Austin are few and far between in terms of paying the massive amount. Austin pays the most in the state. So we're in a unique situation. Right. Most people are benefiting from recapture. So that's why it's a little, it's hard because it is a way that we're trying to keep schools afloat. But in a place like Austin, it's not very popular.
Well, this helps me understand the Robin Hood reference a lot more.
Right. Steal from the rich and give to the poor. Yeah.
All right. KUT's Claire McInerney, thanks so much for helping us understand this better.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And tomorrow we'll hear your first piece where you answer a question from a listener.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Looking forward to it. You can read more about school funding basics at KUT.org.